Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its walls, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed. righteousness, but heard a cry. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. If somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance. So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesus is on a roll. He is after the chief priests and Pharisees. He has just literally and figuratively upset the apple carts at the temple by throwing out the money changers. The temple is the center of worship for the Jews, and it is controlled by the chief priests. Jesus is not happy how the chief priests and the Pharisees are leading Yahweh's people, and he's not going to be silent about it. He has put them on the defensive. The chief priests are angry with Jesus for his actions at the temple. So in last week's reading, they challenged Jesus by asking by what authority he has to do these things. Jesus, knowing that they feared the crowds, tricked them in a verbal exchange, which kept them from speaking their mind. So they are doubly angry now. Here's this upstart who has made a commotion with the money changers at the temple and then has also outsmarted them in a verbal exchange. Jesus decides not to relent. His next action is the content of today's gospel reading. It is another verbal exchange that Jesus has with the chief priests, and it is a parable that implicates the chief priests as being wicked. The characters of the parable allegorically represent different things. The landowner is God. The tenants are the chief priests. The servants are the prophets. And the son is Jesus. And the parable goes like this. A landowner owns a vineyard and hires tenants to manage it to bear fruit. When the landowner sends his servant to collect the fruit, the tenants reject them and do harm to them. The landowner gives them a second chance, but those servants are mistreated as well. The landowner gives them one more chance by sending his son, who is then tortured and killed. At this point, the chief priests still haven't figured out that the story is about them. And Jesus then asked them what the landowner might do. And they responded that the landowner would kill the wicked tenants and replace them with good tenants who would bear fruit. And eventually the chief priests figured out that they are the wicked tenants in the parable. Now they are triply angered. This upstart has gotten them again by calling them the wicked tenants and causing them to make a judgment against themselves. They once again didn't move against Jesus because they were afraid of the crowds who considered Jesus a prophet. Now, this is a great story on Jesus trying to show the chief priests that they are failing at the job that has been assigned to them. But what is the moral of the story? For me, this parable brought to mind three questions. Question number one I asked myself was, do I create an atmosphere around myself that allows people to speak freely with me, to offer constructive criticism, to allow people to show me something about myself that I might miss because I'm too close to it? Do you do this? Do you create an atmosphere around yourself that allows people who disagree with you to speak freely with you? I believe the chief priests do not. They just think they are right and don't want to listen to advice, especially from Jesus. The chief priests become defensive. Have you ever done that? The second question I asked myself was, do I have some closely held beliefs that when they are challenged, I don't back off at all? Do you? Do you have closely held beliefs that you don't like being challenged? I believe the chief priests are stuck in their tradition. Not that tradition is bad in itself, but like most things, tradition can be taken too far and it can become an idol. Do you have closely held beliefs that may be getting in the way of your relationship with God? The third question I asked myself was, am I sometimes the wicked tenant by taking what God gives me but forgetting to produce fruit to give back to God? Are you sometimes the wicked tenant? In the early chapters of Matthew, John the Baptist tells us that we need to bear fruit worthy of our repentance. Do you do that? Do you repent and ask for forgiveness for your sins, but then do nothing about trying to act differently? I wonder if the bad news here, or the moral of the story here, is that sometimes we are just like the chief priests and the Pharisees. Amen.
Bottom of page 10 in our pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into glory. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha, Renee, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard,
Karen,
Regina,
Irene,
Larry and Sally,
June,
Michael,
Joan,
Laura,
Baylor,
Shay,
Ed,
Doug,
Cecilia,
Ed,
Alberta,
Tom,
Angela,
Tony,
Jane,
Charles,
Tony,
Zach,
Betsy,
Pat,
Charlie,
Michael,
Claire,
Gary,
Georgina,
Nancy,
Judy,
Joyce,
Bernard,
Russ,
Ray,
Jerry,
Sarah,
Lisa,
Janice,
Bill,
Holly,
Marla.
We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Joycey Groh, Eli Sargent, Dutch McGrath III, and Pat Sherrill. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. The rains coming from Tropical Storm Nate to come to church today. But we also know a lot of people were here yesterday. And we have to thank our junior warden, Jim, for organizing this. Jim, do you want to say a few words? Are there any other announcements?
When you leave this morning, if you're not going back to the back, there is a notebook of sorts on the table up front. I'm trying to read it in the direction, and I would appreciate it if you would check your name and number and email address to make sure I've got it right. And there should be a pencil up there if you're going to change it. So either do it up here or back there, or you're going to be not in the directory.
Thank you for taking on that test. That's a big job. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Body and blood.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Is that the first? Go forth in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.